KXZ News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. One person was found dead following a mobile home fire in Wadena County Monday morning. Deputies and fire personnel responded to the mobile home in North Germany Township, about 12 miles northeast of Wadena, around 5 a.m. Upon arrival, the trailer was engulfed in flames and had collapsed. Authorities state they believe one adult and four pets died in the fire. The identity of the person has not been released, pending further investigation. At least one person was injured Saturday in Panema in what Red Lake Tribal Police are describing as a, quote, serious injury incident. Police responded Saturday night during the annual Obashing Labor Day celebration powwow. They secured part of a ball field near the powwow grounds. The incident remains under investigation, and no further information has been released as of Monday. Powwow organizers apologized for the, quote, unfortunate incident. Red Lake police say the incident was isolated with no threat to the public. Essentia Health and the Minnesota Nurses Association reached a new three-year labor agreement for nurses in Deer River. The labor contract covers about 40 nurses and will be effective through September 2029. Members voted to ratify the contract after negotiations last week. The union says it secured around 40 changes to the contract. Those include wage increases, limiting consecutive working time to 16 hours, time off to attend school conferences, and clear communication for nurses picking up shifts. Essentia Health says the agreement marks the eighth labor contract successfully negotiated this year, and, quote, addresses important priorities of our organization, recognizes the valuable contributions of our nurses, and supports our ability to provide high-quality care to patients in Deer River. In its statement, MNA says, quote, Deer River nurses remain committed to advancing patient care and having a collective voice at the bargaining table. Nurses will continue to use their seat at the table to advocate for their patients, the advancement of the profession, and the community as a whole. The Minnesota DNR says the city of Hermantown's review of Google's proposed data center has, quote, gaps and deficiencies, but the agency did not object to the plan in its final environmental review. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports in a late August letter to the Hermantown City Council, the DNR wrote the city's second alternative urban area-wide review of the 234-acre site had several issues that should be addressed before approval, such as the project's location near trout streams and on wetlands. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa wrote the review did not address potential impacts to downstream wild rights. Tribal leadership there say project impacts to stormwater and groundwater could affect the entire St. Louis River estuary. Millions of dollars of tribal, state, and federal funds have gone into restoring wild rice beds there. Wild rice is a sacred food source to the Ojibwe and is sensitive to changes in water temperatures and pollution. The environmental review is the second pursued by Hermantown city officials in this controversial project. Public records requests of Hermantown and St. Louis County found that several government officials signed non-disclosure agreements to discuss a data center with developers a year before it became public knowledge last fall. That discovery occurred while Hermantown was approving the first environmental review. The Hermantown City Council may vote on the approval of the second review this month. Minnesota's Fall Color Finder is live as summer nears its end. Stella Mayeroff has more.
Past data predict late September to early October as peak viewing time for the changing leaves in northern Minnesota. Stacy Ziegler takes Highway 2 to Cass Lake for work.
I'm always observing the colors of all the plants as I go. Noticing those in an area where you're surrounded by so much of it and so much beauty, I find it fascinating.
The DNR says mild summer drought can enhance fall colors, but severe drought usually dulls them considerably. September weather can also have an impact. Leaves are more likely to display brilliant colors when the days are sunny and the nights are cool. Light frost can help, but a hard freeze or early snow could stop the show in its tracks. Minnesota's state parks host a number of events throughout the year for children and adults. Stella Mayerhoff, Report for America Corps member for KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.